This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Sports Ethos Fantasy MLB Today podcast. I am Nathan Baker. For your second straight day, I'll be turning it over to Paul tomorrow, but going to go over all of our usual, the streamers from today, the streamers for tomorrow, mention a few other things along the way. But don't forget to follow us, first of all, at Ethos Fantasy BB. If you can follow myself at NBakerNGB, I'll be posting explanations for a couple of new streaming options that will become available today and tonight and even tomorrow morning, as we had some of today's streamers. Not everyone's announced right away, and even some of the better options are some of the late ones. So I'll explain everything on there, on Twitter, on X. However you choose to call it in its somewhat transition stage, but spending more time than I'd like to, honestly, last few days, injured my foot. So I am sat here watching the European Championship games, spending some time with family. I know that that's for some people in the United States and in the Americas as a whole, a lot of the European Championship action is not as interesting just because they don't have a horse in the race. But and I'm a bit of a sports junkie, particularly with baseball, of course, and soccer as well. So enjoy watching it, and Copa America starts soon. But before we get into our streamers, I want to thank our sponsor, BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that's promo code BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. So just to get into a quick recap of those that I mentioned yesterday, the priority ad, who is right on the border of that 65% Yahoo ownership guideline that I usually go with, or that we go with as a whole, is Mackenzie Gore. And I wanted to mention him particularly because of the ESPN availability having a big difference. But Gore really should be rostered in every league format. I mentioned him last week. I mentioned him yesterday. So if he's available, go for him. The others in order of priority that were mentioned were Ryan Nelson, Simeon Woods-Richardson, Logan Allen, and then the fades being Zach Littell and Cole Irvin particularly. Now, for tomorrow, being Friday, of course, we have a similar situation as we did yesterday with more than usual, more starters than usual not having been announced. So for today's starters, you can check out my Twitter feed for some more explanation at NBakerNGB. But I can tell you offhand that Keaton Wynn does go into that legitimate streaming options category. Against the Cardinals. I think I really like the chase potential that Wynn can have with a split finger pitch against a St. Louis Cardinals lineup that may not have Nolan Arenado tomorrow after being hit by a pitch. But importantly, chase is a lot. They have a lot of chase happy left-handed hitters as well. A lot of those guys can be susceptible or should be susceptible to Wynn's fastball splitter combo. So as long as he can keep that down in the zone, he should have some success. Now, for Fridays, we have someone similar to Mackenzie Gore in that they should be rostered in most league types. And that's Cutter Crawford, who's right on the edge of being worthwhile mentioning. But if he's available, if you're in the 30-ish percent of Yahoo leagues or 50-ish percent of ESPN leagues in which he's available, go for Crawford. He should be your top priority. Not far behind, though, Eric Fetty versus the Tigers. And it surprises me that Eric Fetty's only owned in 53% of Yahoo leagues as of the time of recording. I'm sure this will go up a little bit as some realize how favorable that start is versus Detroit. But Fetty's really reinvented himself since spending a number of seasons abroad, really kind of augmenting his cutter. The Nationals tried so many things with him as a starter and as a reliever, never worked out. And obviously ended up with the White Sox, unfortunately for him, one could say, but he's had a great year. Against the Tigers, who have good individual numbers against Fetty, although most of that is before when he was with the Nationals and had a whole different repertoire and very different pitch shapes, particularly on his fastball, really both of his fastballs. But the matchup is good. The stuff profiles well against those type of hitters, certainly more so now than it would have 5 years ago. And at the end of the day, what happened 5 years ago is not relevant. So Fetty against Detroit should be your number one priority. The other one that I really like is Andrew Abbott against the Sox, the Red Sox, of course, this time. Who is another pitcher that's worth owning in a lot of leagues, yet still doesn't have the highest ownership percentage. He's available in over half of Yahoo leagues and plenty more ESPN leagues. And with Abbott, he has much better peripherals than the numbers would indicate. There was kind of an over-regression that he experienced a bit, which caused some people to drop him. And Boston's not a bad lineup. Of course, they have some inconsistencies. Particularly on the bases, they've been running like crazy recently. I mean, David Hamilton's looking like he's going to lead the American League in steals at this rate, despite having played far fewer games than others. Obviously, had the big game against the Yankees, stealing seven bases off Jose Trevino, who's admittedly struggled with his throwing. But nonetheless, Abbott is, I would say, just under Eric Fetty in terms of priority, and certainly under the pitcher who would be facing, which is Cutter Crawford. Couple pitchers who I wouldn't say ideally are great options, but are fine in deeper leagues, which include Jose Quintana. The issue with Quintana is quite literally which way the wind is blowing. He gives up a lot of fly balls. He's pitching at Wrigley Field against the Cubs. He's pitched well recently. And he's a very good pitcher in general, has pitched well at Wrigley Field in the past, pitching for Chicago, both the Cubs and on the odd occasion for the White Sox. But for Quintana, if the wind's blowing out, there's risk there just by nature of being a fly ball pitcher against a team that hits a lot of fly balls. You worry that some of those could get caught up in the jet stream and leave the ballpark. But if the wind's blowing in, as we saw the other day, saw Patrick Wisdom hit a ball well over 110 miles an hour that had 60-some feet cut off of it by the wind blowing in. And if he has anything close to that, that's a very safe option. Just because of the fly balls he'll give up, being able to stay in the ballpark, and the fact that the Mets generally put out a pretty strong defensive outfield behind him. In spite of Starling Marte, they'll have Bader and Nimmo, who are excellent defensive players. Taijuan Walker against the D-backs, another player facing his old team. Not a bad option, but I think there's real risk here. And I think, you know, it's tough to know the wind forecast in Chicago, but I think that from Walker's perspective, there's a lot of risk there compared to Quintana and certainly compared to the higher priority options. I think there's some serious upside. The D-backs have been streaky offensively. Walker has games where he looks untouchable. His velocity has really come and gone this season. There have been games where he sat in the mid-90s may be generous, but he sat 92.5, 93 miles an hour with his fastball. There's been games where he sat under 90 miles an hour with his fastball. And for a guy like Walker that's very chase reliant, that's a big difference, having to keep hitters honest with 95 versus having key hitters honest with 90 as it comes to chasing that splitter, which is how he's going to generate that success. So if you really want the strikeouts, that will be much better, at least in terms of potential with Walker, than it will be with Quintana. But there's a lot of risk there if you're worried about the runs allowed. The other one I wanted to mention, and this is a tough one because I love the pitcher and hate the matchup, is Patrick Sandoval, who has, funnily enough, great numbers against a number of individual Dodger hitters. And obviously that Dodger lineup is pretty top-heavy, albeit still a very good lineup. And when you consider that behind those big three, really big four, because you have to count Will Smith, you have Teoscar Hernandez, who's been heating up. Andy Pajas has been great. A couple of big right-handed hitters. I'd avoid Sandoval in all but the deepest formats, or in formats where you want to take a chance, again, on a guy who's had big games. If he's able to get that slider-changeup combo landed, there's serious upside there.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a couple that I would say avoiding altogether. Don't even consider with some significant ownership percentages in some leagues, and that's Colin Ray against the Padres. The Padres have not been great, but Ray is just not good enough, especially given the risk in that lineup. There is potential that he has an adequate start, but I just don't think he has the stuff or the ability to go long enough into games to really tear them up. And more or less, I'd say the same with Carlos Carrasco against the Blue Jays, although the Blue Jays have looked better than the Padres recently offensively. And that would probably be, you know, if I had to rank the fades, not that I should or not that it matters, given the fact that I'd recommend picking up either of these pitchers, I'd probably post Carrasco as an even larger risk, who, you know, unless you're trying to nuke all of your ratios in a categories league or risk getting a low point or negative point start in a points league, not one that's not worth considering. So to recap, in order of priority, the top three should be Cutter Crawford, Eric Fetty, and Andrew Abbott. Those three I like in any league format, whether in 8 teams, 10 teams, categories, points. All three of those guys should treat you well. Quintana, Taiwan Walker, and potentially Patrick Sandoval in deeper leagues, all of them having the caveats that I mentioned, and Ray and Carrasco avoid. Now, again, much like yesterday, there are a number of matchups that have not had pitchers announced. The D-backs have not announced their starter. The Pirates have not announced their starter. The Yankees have not announced their starter. The Blue Jays, Mariners, Marlins, Royals, Rangers, Orioles, Astros, Nationals, Rockies, Twins, A's, and Dodgers have all not announced their starting pitchers for Friday, which is crazy to some degree. This will come in, of course, over the next couple days. Some of these teams have off days today, and I guess they have decided to take that time before announcing their starting pitchers. But nonetheless, I will mention these on Twitter tonight to have all the information out for you guys. I'm sure that there will be more streaming options to join those three that I mentioned. But for those who are interested in potentially going deeper into that, take a look, can follow me, or take a look tomorrow night at NBakerNGB on Twitter or X. However you'd like to call it, it's fine by me. And I'll keep you updated there, as I have done for today's streamers, which I can tell you is more or less Keaton Wynn. Although I won't be on tomorrow. Paul, I believe, will have you tomorrow and the next day, as Anthony enjoys a well-deserved rest and vacation. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank our sponsor yet again, Bet Online, as always. And I will see everyone next week.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.